All right, everyone. It's time to talk about the science of pubes. This is known as pubonics. And if you're wondering why you've never heard of that, I probably just made it up. And if pubonics is actually something, fuck me for being wrong. Anyway, let's talk about pubes. You might not like the way that you look with pubes. Your partner might not like the way you look with pubes either. I personally love pubes and how my play partners look with pubes, but they're not for everyone. So if you do decide that you want to change things up a bit, maybe trim your pubes or just shave them completely, Manscaped have an amazing product that I have to recommend. A couple years ago, they sent us out the Lawnmower 3.0, and this year they sent us out the perfect package that includes the Lawnmower 4.0, as well as a ear and nose hair trimmers and some other little consumables like ball deodorant, ball toner. But let's talk about the razor, the Lawnmower 4.0. It's fantastic. It's guaranteed not to snag your nuts or whatever body part you're shaving, which I think is a phenomenal promise, but it is an amazing product that I use almost exclusively now when I do trim my pubes because my wife, Kelly, doesn't like a big bush. Again, not for everyone. But so when I do trim them, I reach for the Lawnmower 4.0. Now, I cannot do an ad for Manscaped without talking about perhaps my favorite product that they have. And if you're wondering how far left field this is, it's like Sam Haggerty hitting a home run that dents the foul pole at Yankee Stadium. Or was it T-Mobile Park? I think it was T-Mobile Park. Anyway, so with that being said, it is their underwear, their boxer briefs. They are soft. They are smooth. They are the most comfortable pairs of underwear that I own. Their underwear is, like I said, it's smooth, it's comfortable, it is soft, and every time I put them on, it's just like the inside temperature of them is just cooling. It's like a cooling effect, which is phenomenal, because right after you get out of a hot shower, you put your boxer briefs on, and they're just a little cool, they're cooling you down. It's just fantastic. Fucking love them. Before I was even wearing boxer briefs exclusively, I only owned a couple of pairs of boxer briefs and I would always neglect the other ones and wear the Manscaped because they were comfortable and I fucking hated boxer briefs at that time. Now I wear them exclusively thanks to our family trip to Universal Studios a year and a half ago. So with that being said, get yourself the perfect package and all that it includes at Manscaped, and whatever you go to manscaped.com to purchase, please, 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 use the code NAKEDRELATIONSHIP, one word, and that will get you not only free shipping, but 20% off. So if something's $100, congratulations, you're now paying $80. So with that being said, one more time, it is NAKEDRELATIONSHIP is the discount code at manscaped.com, and that will get you 20% off plus free shipping. Thank you to Manscaped for sponsoring this episode, and let's get you back to regularly scheduled programming. Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam Hussein, and this is...
I'm Kelly.
And you fellas are...
We are the Swinging Flamingo Podcast. I'm Lee.
And I'm Kimmy.
Where can everyone find you at? Because I know after this interview, they're going to want to say, who are those sexy people? I want to listen to their podcast.
That might be a bit of a stretch, but they can find us basically on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or okay. Meet us in person.
At what, like Podbash or something?
Yeah, perfect. Which is coming up this October. Cheap plug.
Yeah.
Shameless.
All right, guys. So is your handle at the Swinging Flamingos?
I think it's Swinging Flamin' One, just because of Twitter's odd algorithm that gives you names.
Yeah. I'll have all the links and stuff below for like your Instagram and your Twitter. Perfect. And you're
more tech spec
too.
Than me.
I mean, I do digital advertising for a living, so, you know.
He's super lame for a living is what he's trying to say.
Insert the, hey, Google, turn off his lights to 40%. Anyway, so.
Oh, my God, it did it.
Yeah, normally doesn't. But anyway, so last year at Podbash, you guys were asked about your sexuality, and Kimmy, you identified as Kimmy Sexual, which I fucking love, because I feel like a lot more people should just identify however the fuck they want to, instead of like just the gay, straight, bi, pan, whatever.
There's a lot of labels out there, and it's very difficult to find which one is you specifically when there's so many, you know?
Well, and for me, it's hard to be in a box, because I'm not necessarily bi, but I'm not necessarily straight. And so I don't fit. I'm the gray area. So for me, I'm sexual.
Fair.
Yes.
I like it.
Love it.
With that being said, like I've like we've kind of like in terms of like the lifestyle, we started to say, you know, we're not swingers, we're not a stag cuck, we're not a stag hot wife, whatever, or anything like that, or polyamorous or whatever. We just have started just saying, fuck it, we are just sexually open. And I feel like that's kind of like the Kimmy sexual, but for the lifestyle terminology, you know what I'm saying? Because
it
literally can encompass and is open to interpretation, but it fits us like Kimmy sexual fits you, or Adam sexual fits me, or Lee sexual fits Lee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, we used to say we identified as swingers, but now I think we say we're in the lifestyle and that we're open-minded.
We've actually been discussing lately, we have a tendency to identify more as consensual non-monogamist. We have the talk, a lot of people use ENM, ethical non-monogamy. But, you know, when she and I talk, our version of ethics may be totally different than yours. What you do, we may not judge, but it may not fall into our realm of what we go for. So we prefer the consensual over ethical.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I'm glad that you're like talking about it, because I was very curious on what the ethical part of ethical non-monogamy, because it's kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah, almost. Like I had a troll on Reddit the other day. It was like potentially talking about like the three of us, like me and then them as a couple getting together, whether that's for drinks or whatever. And they're like, no, that's cheating. You can't play alone. That's cheating. And I'm sitting there thinking, who the fuck are you to tell me my own fucking boundaries within my own goddamn marriage?
Well, and I find that interesting, because I've actually, especially here lately, been talking to a lot of people about what is cheating to you? And I'm always interested. I like to know what people think and how the brain works, because I'm not okay with the box that people put you in, that, oh, that's cheating because you're doing something separate or this and that. And that, because it's not correct.
I think for us, like it'd have to be like a severe, which severe is open to interpretation because it's not specific, breaking of our rules and boundaries, you know? Like, for example, Kelly, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, said she cheated. But to me, like, I didn't view it as that, because I knew she's probably going to fuck the sugar daddy anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it was just kind of like she broke the rule of like, I think it was something like no play on first date or something. And but again, yeah, like I knew they're probably going to fuck.
More of a boundary break than a cheat.
Yeah. And someone, I don't remember if it's the Ethical Slut book or where I heard this, but like boundaries are something you're uncomfortable with. Rules are more of like a hard limit.
Yeah.
I've found that like a pretty interesting like thing, because that's kind of like a, like something that people probably don't really think about, you know?
Oh yeah, I agree. And they, like I said, they get into this box where they're thinking, oh, you have to be, you know, if you're a swinger, you've got to be open to sleep with whoever. You've got to be, you know, we say we are, we sleep with couples only. And so that's not necessarily true, because we do have a non-girlfriend girlfriend. And so she doesn't fall into that category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of which, I didn't know, like, I just thought she was your friend that you brought with you to Pod Bash last year. I was like, who is this sexy gal? The thing about like being in lifestyle is there's so many interpretations. And I like to use this saying, there is a trillion different ways to do a million different things, right?
Yes.
And what I mean by that is like, you know, even whether it's like graphic design or like woodworking or even our relationships, there's a ton of different ways to do it. I might do things, you know, if we have the same set of instructions and materials, you know, I might, you know, go a couple steps first ahead and like, and then come back later and maybe put the cherry on top or what the fuck ever. Whereas you guys might follow it from step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I might start in step 2 or just build it differently regardless. But it's just, I don't understand why people sometimes are just so quick to judge because other people do something different than they do.
I think it's probably due to lack of understanding. I think that's why we ask so many questions. When we first got introduced to poly thruplets or triplets, whatever you want to say, we would just say, hey, we're not wanting to offend you, but we have some basic questions we need to ask you. And most of them were pretty cool with it.
I mean, I took offense to that, you know.
But no. I do have a question. Like, I feel like we've known each other for a little bit, and I still don't know how you guys got into the lifestyle. Like, that's my favorite question to ask people.
Well, if you would have listened to their first episode, I'm kidding.
Adam listens to all the podcasts. I only listen to maybe one and a half, which is a crime one, because I like being scared. And then sometimes I listen to another, like, girly one, like on dating and stuff.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really fun listening to what like normal like dating is like out there from their perspective, versus like me and Adam being openly in an open marriage. Like, it's fun to listen their take on, like, they talk about everything, like open relationships and threesomes from like a monogamous standpoint. So It's very interesting.
Is having a threesome when you're partnered technically monogamous or no? That's an interesting debate, I feel like.
But yeah, but back to my original question.
I was like, let me think about that.
How did we get started? Do you want to take that one, babe?
Well, Lee's first wife decided that she was into females. And so they went to a lot of strip clubs and did a lot of that scene. And so when I came into his wonderful life, he was trying to put me into that. And I just was like, I'm really over strip clubs because, like I said, at the time, I identified as straight. And so I was like, all the girls are hitting on me. This is not something that I enjoy going and I like watching their bodies, but I just didn't enjoy it as much. So we lived out of state and we came down to Texas and he was like, let's go to the strip club. And I was like, actually, could we try a different club? And I had been watching all these swinger shows on HBO, and I can't remember what station, but it was called Swingtown, and it was based out of like the 70s and stuff like that. And I was just like, I like this. Mm-hmm. And so I basically told Lee he needed to catch up, and I said, you need to catch up sexually, let's go.
That was our first experience.
What do you mean catch up sexually?
Are you saying he was lacking in some areas, like he couldn't find the clit like most
or
men?
Like catch up
not at all.
Watch all those
not
videos.
At all. Okay. Yep, he needed to figure out like be open sexually.
Okay. That's
because
so
he
fun. Like
I was with the same woman from 15 to 30, so my experience with other women was pretty limited.
It was only like a year and a half.
Yeah, I had a year and a half of whoring around as a bachelor, and even that, I didn't sow my wild oats.
And then I came in the picture, and I'm like 6 months later, like, hey, let's go to swingers club.
Oh my God.
That's a unique start,
isn't
it?
I really want to know your reaction. Like, what did you think about all this when she first told you?
I laugh. I got on the internet that night while we were at the hotel.
Wait. He got in his little blueberry.
Yeah, well,
or
I got
on
the Blackberry. That's how old it was. So we remember Blackberry after flip phones. So that kind of dates us there. I mean, it's been 15 plus years. So I did a little research and I said, yeah, this sounds different enough. And I wasn't really worried that we had to do anything. What I knew about it, and it was just a good fit. And like I say, I worked in the bar scene as a bouncer and bartender and whatnot, and she would come up there, and while I was working, she'd constantly have horn dogs hitting on her, and I was like, you know, this shit's not gonna fly. So when we went to the lifestyle club, everybody was respectful. There was one couple that we kind of met and hit it off with, and they were experienced, and they were giving us some tips. And at the end of the night, he's like, can I touch your wife's tits? And I'm like, well, sure, that's all right, and if it's all right with her. And he did. And then he's like, do you want to touch my wife's? And I'm like, can I touch his wife's tits? And she's like, yeah. So it was an odd introduction. And you know, us just, you know, me filling up another girl in front of her was, you know, kind of a new experience with her since we were still fairly new to our relationship.
How was that? Was there any like sort of like jealousy? Like that man's touching my wife's tits and I'm going to beat it. Like, how was it?
No, not originally. No, when we started going to clubs, it took a little bit of getting used to. Like I say, I think I was programmed for jealousy for whatever reason.
Yeah, and he was kind of insecure about it. He would be like, is this okay? Can I go over here and talk to this girl? And I'm like, yeah, we're good.
We had to learn our boundaries because this was something totally new to me.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask how old you guys were?
Today, minus 15 years. Yep. That's how old.
Yeah. I was early, very early 30s, and you were,
I was actually late 20s.
Late 20s. Mm.
So like our age?
Yeah. Yep. See, we were young once. Yeah.
I feel like you guys are super young. Like, I don't think you're old at all.
Man, I thought you were going to say they're super attractive because
that too.
Well, earlier today, I was trying to figure out a way to like work in a joke how you guys have been nominated for MILF and DILF of the year, but I couldn't really.
Damn it. That's not going to die, is it? I got to say, Adam's still my favorite twink. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, am I a twink, though? I mean, I don't exactly know what that means. You know what I'm saying?
I think of a twinkie.
When I think of a twink, I think of like a hairless non-straight male, and I've got some hair on my chest. Okay, not on
your
my
hair,
knee.
You're heavy everywhere.
I'm not up to what the terms are anyway. The other day.
I'm not either.
Somebody called me a bear one time, and I'm like, I'm probably the opposite.
Was that on the cruise where you met Bella and Jace?
Yeah, we met them at the cruise. Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah,
that I know of.
No, I'm not saying them, but like I remember, like on the show, you had a guy who was like, "Ooh, you should come back with us."
Yeah, you had couple.
Yeah. Anyway, next question.
Look how he's getting all red and embarrassed.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I thought so, but I didn't know if that was the lighting in your room or what that was.
All right. I want to know how you guys do the lifestyle now. Like what do you do?
Like, if we were at Pod Bash, would it be cool if you guys just, like, took my wife and had your way with her? Or would it be cool, like, Generally speaking, as an example, and I'm not saying like that's going to happen or that we want that to happen, MILF and DOF of the year, but you get our point, just generally speaking.
Well, she tells me I think with my dick too much, so I'm going to let her give the technical answer.
We have, over the years, have learned to communicate and discuss almost everything because we fish differently.
Okay.
He is more things with his dick. He needs kisses. He needs the affection, where I look for someone I can have fun with, that if I'm giggling during sex because I'm fixing an orgasm, because that's what I do, I don't scream or I'm not loud. I giggle and make faces. And so I look for someone that can handle that just in person. You know, like I want to have fun with someone outside of the bedroom, and I bring them into the bedroom. So we kind of separate. We go our ways different. We'll go around the room separately and meet people. And we come back and like, hey, have you met this spouse? I'd like you to go talk to them. And then we kind of just, if we both agree on them, we set up a separate date. We don't play at clubs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you play together, right?
Yes.
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 Okay.
We have over the years, we feel like you need to try different things, because if you constantly do the same thing, you're just going to kind of become in a rut, and you don't know if you like something unless you try it. So we are constantly just trying different things. We have tried playing separate because he does work on the road during the week. And so I was like, well, let's just try it to see if it's something we would be interested in. But we feed off of each other in the bedroom. Sometimes we do like a, I guess you could say, a puppy pile. Sometimes we'll do separate beds. Sometimes we're in a hotel suite where there's two rooms, but the door's open and we can see each other.
Mm-hmm. So is puppy pile, is that just like two couples doing doggy style? Like what?
That sounds really cute.
See, that's what I thought.
Like an Eiffel Tower type of deal, but with like two couples doing doggy style?
Close.
That's what I think when I hear about it. But a lot of people have used that term. And so I like the way it sounds. So I use it. But it's basically when like the four of you are just touching each other and, mm-hmm. you know, like Lee's not touching the other guy. Sorry, Adam.
Not yet.
I just want you to know that if you ever swing that way, I will hop on the first fucking flight.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
Sorry, go ahead.
If I decide to go that way, you'll be my first. How's that?
Your first twink? My
God, yeah.
Score.
Oh my God. I was just going to say puppy pile sounds very like cute and sensual, you know?
Yes.
I like that. I'm going to use it now.
But some people aren't comfortable, even hetero, to be in that kind of situation. So we've seen that
that's
too.
Fair. I can't even look at another man's dick.
6 foot of state, 6 foot of space between each other. And we're like, God, you're a little phobic for us.
Wow. That's very interesting.
So for those people that are like they still can't even be around that, you know, are they, like, I often wonder, like, do they kiss their wife after a play date when she sucked another penis? Like,
oh no, we've actually heard of people that make their wives go, or their both of them go and shower and brush their teeth.
I used to do that to Adam.
Yep.
Well, okay. So when I play with a guy, she has kind of been more of like the do that, but like the last year and a half or so, she's been like not so much about the girls, which is nice. But I also don't think I've had a solo play date with a girl in since I was, been a long time.
Wow.
Oh, a year.
Oh, that's not bad.
A little over a year. Yeah.
Interesting.
The well's dry over here in our BFE town.
Yeah, our neighbors think our marriage isn't going to last. Like, they told Adam that.
Yeah, they might even be listening. So, because Kelly's a travel nurse and because we're open, they think it's not going to last. But it's like when two monogamous people divorce, you don't say, oh, that's proof monogamy doesn't work.
No. Yeah,
you
know exactly. Well, it's because they don't understand. It's because you're doing something different that's outside of their normal. That's just like he travels on the road, well, pre-COVID, Monday through Friday. And so many people are just like, oh, you guys are never together. And then you're out at lifestyle clubs. And I'm like, we're actually communicating more than people that are in the same house and not even talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we have more in-depth conversations. And so the time that we spend on the weekends together is more intense because, you know, we're wanting to be together.
Would you say it's more intense also because you're camping or... Oh. Sorry, that joke. Anyway, but no, I mean, I would say the same for us. Part.
You see me rolling my eyes. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Camping outside, what?
It's intense, man. No, Kelly's like the same way because normally she has a very good excuse for not getting my joke just because she's short, so everything just goes over her head. But
the puns just keep coming.
Always. But like with us, though, I'm sure we would have a lot more in-depth conversations about stuff like that if we worked the same schedule, because, you know, when she's working, I get up at 8:15 so I can call her on her way home from work before she goes to bed, because she's staying at my mom's house, like 2 hours away. And then we get like an hour and a half on the phone while she's getting ready for work and goes to work. So it's like, how much meaningful conversation in terms of like in depth can you really do in that amount of time when you're like, I miss you, you know, I'm sorry to hear you had a shit night at work, or you had 18 patients or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, it's almost like we're trying to heal for like each other from like the previous night or whatever, if that makes sense. Would you say that?
You're basically doing a reconnection before talking about anything without physically talking.
Yeah. When he first started traveling, the first few years, we would always say that we had to have sex with each other before we'd have sex with someone else. And so if he came in on Thursday night or Friday, we would have sex, even though we might go to dinner with someone. We had to reconnect before we could go and play with someone else.
Interesting.
I feel like
you're not the first people I've heard say that before, to be honest. But like, I think they were like that. The people that we've heard say that, they were like that, like once you got to the hotel room, it was like, I want to fuck my husband first and then you can fuck me. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So kind of like a
warm up,
a fluffer.
It's almost, yeah. I mean, it's almost to me, it was almost like a reassurance of almost like property, like you're mine and I'm yours type of deal. And I need these people to understand that before they can get their way with you.
Interesting.
I'm not saying that's just how interpreted it.
Yeah.
Now, there we go with ethics, you know, kind of that. You know, I'm sitting here going, that's not necessary. I wouldn't say it was bad or judge anybody, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's the same that we've seen, like where people reclaim sex when you're in the room. It's kind of like I don't want to say like a pissing dog or pissing cat, but you know what I'm saying? Like if you're going to have like there's ways to have reclaimed sex. But if you're like, let me fuck my spouse in front of you just so I can show you.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
the same thing.
But like in that moment. If that were to happen, you know, as the third or fourth, you should, you know, start writing notes about like, okay, they like this, they like that. But in all seriousness, though, I don't really like.
Do you need to get that?
No, we don't know who it is.
Okay.
Nobody never have anyone here.
Trick or treat.
Anyway, I'm sure you saw the look. Like, who the fuck is bothering us at 5 o'clock on a Thursday?
Well, I kind of don't like the term reclaim or like reconnecting, generally speaking, because it's like, I feel like reclaiming is like a possessive property type of thing. And then like reconnecting means you lost a connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're communicating all the time and each one is aware, it's not that you're disconnecting in a way. You might be, you know, disconnecting from your cell phone for a little bit. But, you know, if you're always like well aware of what's going on, or even if you're fucking, you know, like if it's a full swap, same room situation, you know, I don't really see the why the term reconnect like should come into play. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
I wish there was like another term for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. We say reconnecting because it's a little bit not as harsh, I guess, not as possessive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Also, I don't want you guys to feel like I was singling you guys out for using that term. I was just like generally speaking, because it's a term that I hear like pretty frequently within the lifestyle space, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The bad part is we use it and then other people hear it and then they think it, you know, I'm literally, you know, exemplifying ownership of her. So I guess we should really watch what we say sometimes, especially in a medium like this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I joke around that Kelly, you know, cracks a mean whip and she's the boss, which is very true.
I am the boss. What are you talking about?
Are you? Anyway, so, but like in terms of like the lifestyle stuff and, you know, like it's fun to joke around about that when, you know, you're talking about like where you guys like and other couples should go out to eat together, you know, I mean, like, oh, let me just ask the boss or whatever. Or if it's like a huge financial decision, like, you know, I bought a new router table for my woodworking stuff. And I was like, all right, let me ask the boss because I bought it secondhand and it was still more money than I'm comfortable spending on anything. And I'm also a cheap ass. So I can bend a penny with my butt cheeks. I'm so tight.
Hey, that's a good selling point. I suddenly might be interested in.
you might need to bring a lot of lube. It's that tight.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's just like, but in terms of like lifestyle stuff and like relationship stuff, marriage, you know, like I feel like it should be, you know, more of like an equal thing. I mean, everyone's relationship is different and dynamics are going to be different. Like it might be more of like, you know, you might be into like the female dom or the male dom or however you identify dom. So you might be like, the idea of being submissive or more dominant might turn you on, even if it's in a non-sexual environment. But I just feel like for us, like, you know, like me and Kelly, it should be more 50-50 when it comes to like lifestyle stuff and, you know, financials, obviously. But you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, and I also think that you need to be in the lifestyle, like you're saying, equally, where if there's something that, you know, like we said, we normally play together, but I was like, well, maybe this is an opportunity because he's on the road so much. Maybe he would want to. So I was encouraging him to go and, you know, to try this. We talked it out and then we came back to, all right, this doesn't fit us. And so, you know, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, he's in there having sex with someone. You know, like I was sitting over there eating my popcorn because, you know.
Because you're fucking amazing for bringing popcorn to Pod Bash. That's what it is.
Look at this, since we're on cam here.
Love it. Yes. That's awesome. Right there.
She was smacking on popcorn prior to us recording. I'm like, please don't be doing that while we're on mic.
If it makes you feel any better, Kelly had her addiction like 20 minutes before she had her Jesus chicken, you know, Chick-fil-A. But no, I mean, cause like we mostly play separately, but even when Kelly says something or like is making arrangements with the guy, she'd be like, hey babe, I think I'm going to go play with this person. But you know, that's always like, she says it like it's a statement, but it's always more of like but in reality, it's a question of like,
yeah,
are you,
she's
okay
letting
with
you know. Yeah.
But exactly.
You know, you guys are talking about it. She's letting you know what's going on, you know, so it's not mm-hmm. like you don't know.
Do you have veto power?
I do. And she does too.
Have y'all used it much?
Yeah, you have. Remember that musician in Nashville?
Oh, yeah. That's a veto.
He called the cops on him once.
I did.
Ooh.
So, okay. So
do tell.
So one of our rules. Okay. So she was coming back from visiting her mom on the other side of the state. And it was her mom at the time lived about 6 hours away. And so she matched with someone on Bumble or whatever. And she was like, hey, babe, I'm going to go over here. And one of our rules is like provide the address and share your location on Google Maps and like just stuff like that. Like these aren't rules that we need to share to others. So when we are telling our rules, you know, we just lay out the basics and then we keep all the ones that regard just us to ourselves. But another one is like no sleepovers. And this was kind of late at night. It was like 10 o'clock at night or something when she got to the guy's house. It was like an hour and a half from her mom's. So about 4.5 hours away from home where we were, if not a little longer. And we also had a check-in rule like every other hour or something like that. And several hours had gone by and with no check-in or anything like that. And this was someone who I'd never met before.
No, you have, like, you've never met them, but mm-hmm. I have played with them before.
Right. But like, that was also a year prior to this incident.
True.
And so it's not that, like, at the time, I really didn't, it's not that I didn't trust your sense of judgment. It was, I didn't trust the other guy. You know what I'm saying?
You've been listening to her crime podcast, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I have.
It's
not
good.
Willingly, forcefully. Anyway, so hours go by, no check-in. You know, I mean, you know, she did check in once, but then like several more hours would go by and I'm like getting nervous. I mean, she's like 4.5+ hours away. And, like, she did tell me the first name of this guy, and so somehow through, like, Facebook, I'm able to find his number.
He Googled, like, he did his research.
Yeah, I did. I did my research. I was able to get his name, and so I was able to call the cops and kind of give him, like, a roundabout, like, apartment number and everything.
Wow.
And so, like, right after the cops get there, Kelly sends me a Snapchat. It was like, I fell asleep. And like, you could totally tell she had just been rudely woken up.
Yeah, we heard the door pounding and that's how I woke up. And you've never felt more embarrassed when two officers won't look you in the eye. Okay. And you're like partially naked saying, yes, I am okay. I will call my husband here in a minute.
Now here's my question for you, Adam. How did you get them to go and check on her?
I just called and said, hey, this is a situation. We're in an open marriage. Well, we were dating at the time. But anyway, so I called the non-emergency number. I was like, can you do like a welfare check or something? My wife is over at this guy's house. She's not responding. Can you help a brother out here? You know, and so.
And they did. They were actually really nice.
Here's my deal.
Look at me.
Here's my deal. The cops are like, we want to go see this chick. We want to see what we got going here. This is going to be good.
See her butthole.
I'm sure they told everyone.
Oh my gosh. Now, have you talked to that guy since then?
No. So that's where he used his veto power. He like didn't want me to talk to that guy.
Because like the first time you played with him, he kind of showed like the mainstream ignorance. And I mean that in like the best way possible. Because Kelly was like, can you record me, you know, doing some things to you? And he's like, okay, sure. So he gets on the camera and Kelly starts like taking his dick out, starts blowing him. And he just starts the degradation stuff like right off the bat. Like it's almost like he watched porn, so he knows what cucks want to hear. And it's like, yeah, no, this is not. So it's a really hot video or two to watch on mute. But like it's, you know, I guess maybe that conversation should have been had with him about like, yeah, don't degrade my fiance at the time, whatever. But then like that happened. And I don't know, that was kind of like, I don't want to say traumatic, but it was still like, I was very fucking concerned for her well-being. Cause I've, you know, if it was someone that's like in our swinging group, like back home where we just moved from, or someone that I know and trust, I wouldn't have had an issue. I would have known, like, because I know that she's in good hands and I trust them, you know. But if it's like in this particular case, never met the guy, never really heard much about him. It was, you know, a year apart between their two play dates. And literally, it was just like she showed up at the apartment, had some fun after some conversation, and then they went to Pound Town, and then they left and didn't speak for a year. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they had that ability to build like a solid like friendship relationship either.
Yeah.
But she was fucking madder than a pissed off hornet, I tell you. Like, she was like, she called me from a truck stop later and was like, I'm fucking angry. I don't want to fucking talk to you. I'm embarrassed.
I almost would love to hear his side of it, because can you imagine? His neighbors are like, why'd the cops come to your house?
Yeah, this was at like 2 or 3 in the morning, probably.
Yep. Oh my God.
So, and Kelly still had a long ass drive ahead of her.
Yeah. I was mostly embarrassed. I think that was why I was mad.
And if it's a small town, then you know the cops are like telling everyone, oh my God.
I've actually never been to that town. It's where like a local university is.
So they get all kinds of crazy calls then, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Probably. Yeah. Especially from the parties and stuff. I mean, I've been to
ask you guys college parties where I can't speak.
Absolutely not. What is it?
Okay. Well, hell, is this not how this works?
No. We're interviewing
you. No, ask us. Yeah. Don't mind Adam.
Do you consider your style of play extreme? You know, we're sitting here listening and we're probably going, yeah, that's not for us. But do you consider what you do extreme?
Extreme?
Never thought about that before. Yeah, I don't... Terrible question. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Like, well, that's subjective because like when I think of extreme, like I think of like some super bondage type play with like maybe some scat or something.
Yeah, I think of BDSM like that extreme. You know, but like I like Adam said, it's subjective. Like I feel like we have dabbled, like we do play together. We also play separate. I have dabbled in like sugar daddy stuff, sex work. I used to sell my panties, things like that. I feel like we
should dabbled we tell them about the cupcakes. Things.
Shut up.
You used to sell cupcakes and sandwiches.
Stop. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. I will tell you. So I had like weird requests about certain things when I would sell my panties. And I had men, I do not kink shame, but I had men want to eat my shit. Okay. And I literally sent them sandwiches or cupcakes made with it.
Or did you like come on it? And
no,
then send
I made them. I made them in a mixing bowl. Yes. I threw everything away after I bought it from the Dollar
Tree.
And she like,
cleaned the fucking oven too.
Yeah. It was.
So if we ever bring brownies or sandwiches,
I feel like that's extreme though.
I'm just going to pass. I'll say I'm on my diet.
That's like.
You say that, but like, what is
your. Foodie in a whole different level.
Working on my 6-pack and it's got a bunch of burgers.
Is that a White Castle?
Oh my God, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it's a White Castle shirt.
Fucking love White. Did you see the meme I tweeted the other day?
Not yet.
About White Castle? Oh, it was like, hadn't even made it out of the drive-thru and already got the shits. But it's so good, though. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
See, like, Waffle House, to me, is, like, fucking disgusting. Can't do it. And, like White Castle, to me, is, like, the exact same, except it actually tastes good. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first day we were in Michigan, in February. It was like my stomach was fucked for like a day and a half. And then I ate it like 2 or 3 more times and it was totally fine. You just got to get past that one hurdle.
Mm. Once it starts going right through here, everything's smooth sailing from there.
Exactly. If you need a laxative, I highly recommend.
Oh, this is taking a bad turn. We need to get back on track.
I know.
So we were talking about Kelly's like shit sandwiches.
Oh my God, stop.
So, you know, okay. It's a weird turn.
But like, why do you think what we do would be extreme?
You said it.
Oh, I guess I did. I don't, it's just one of those things that we're not used to. And like I say, probably not understanding it. Don't totally have our heads around it, which, you know, we understand playing alone, but you know, just some of the extremes, you know, her going to another state or whatever, I'd just be like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Fair.
Maybe
fair.
Local. Maybe somebody we knew.
Have like a limit.
Here's my deal. Probably somebody established that we knew wouldn't have as much problem, but a stranger like that, mm-hmm. That's not my comfort level.
Me either.
Well, and it just goes back to the understanding the different dynamics of people in different scenarios. I mean, and that's like when we say we play as a couple, that means that him and I play as a couple, but the couple we're playing with doesn't necessarily have to be a couple. Does that make sense? A lot of people have that, well, we can't make a four-way connection. Well, who said it has to be the married couple? You know,
if a guy is straight, like, and the wife is like into me, and it's obvious, like, or like it's been spoken that the husband is not interested in me going anywhere near his penis. You know, I don't see the need for a four-way connection, but, you know, I do enjoy, you know, having friends, like, you know, even if I'm not going to blow the guy, it'd still be cool to be friends, regardless if we're going to fuck or not. But, you know, if he wants to fuck my wife, you know, I'd at least like to know him a little bit, but that's not always the case. Like, you know, Kelly has a fuck buddy sometimes where she, like, in the town where she works when she's traveling, that I've not met. I've came in the hotel room like 5 minutes after he left, cleaned up his mess. And had a great time doing it, for lack of a better term, it's a joke, but you get my point. The whole doing it like 4 or 5 hours away, that's going to be difficult. I think moving forward, unless like you said, it's someone that's in the lifestyle and that you know. But we also live like right on the border of our state too. So like we're talking to a couple that's about an hour away in a decently sized city, and they're well aware of the fact that Kelly's a travel nurse and that we all play separately. And like one of their first messages was like, would you be okay with just threesomes since your schedule is kind of hectic right now? And I was like, absolutely, that would be okay. You know, and that's an hour and a half at most away from where we live now, but that's about the same distance because you can get to where she works on a different interstate to this city that I would potentially be going to play in. So, you know, if it was her going to Colorado or LA or Vegas or something, and I'm back here in BFE, not to use the term that Lee threw out, bumfuck, you know, I don't know that I'd be okay with it 100%, but, you know, maybe it's definitely up for discussion. What do you think about that?
I don't think I would be okay with that. I feel like that's too far.
Well, what if, like, when you go visit your family in Vegas or LA and you want to play?
I highly doubt it. When I go visit family, I'm more family focused.
That's not always the truth. I looked down at my mom's house one time and I just see her scrolling through Tinder and Three Fun and...
It's because we go to your mom's house a lot, okay? We run out of things to do.
Okay, this was before your contract over there, okay? Regardless.
I want to talk, like, if you're okay with it, can you kind of, I know it's very difficult, explain about your non-girlfriend.
Are you talking about, like, how the dynamic works, or?
Yes, more how the dynamic works, dynamic-wise.
Well, we typically don't talk about intimate details, but I guess with her we do a little bit more. I don't know, when I say a puppy pile, I guess it's kind of a puppy pile, because like her birthday was this last weekend and we gave her erotic massage, both of us, and like I have really long nails, so that limits a lot of the stuff that I am able to do. So I'll be like I'll look at him and I'll be like, I need you to do this.
She's like, spread it open for me. Okay, well,
that's awesome.
I think you meant more of like a, like from a relational, like a relationship standpoint,
relationship wise,
the sexual stuff, because like, and I think the reason why, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the reason why I think that you're asking this particular question is because Kelly's told me that she's okay with me having a girlfriend, but what that really means for her is a friends with benefits that I can be like a lot more closer to than other people, in terms of like I'd be able to cuddle them, maybe do anal with them, which are both rules that we are not allowed to do with other people. So for her, I'd be able to break those rules with this person. Okay. And so I think, am I wrong?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm more emotional. Like I said, he is more needy emotionally mm-hmm. than I am. I'm more like, I guess when you say like the guy's brain, that's how I am. I don't like PDA. A lot of people have trouble reading me. But she actually, we've known her for years outside of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And so she kind of is in between us, like emotionally. So she can hang out with him and they're perfect. They hang out. And then her and I have a different connection also. And so we have tried to have a unicorn before and it didn't work out because there was a lot of head games and she was trying to isolate me because I wasn't bi, but yet she was really connecting with him a little bit more than what I felt like she should.
Okay.
And so our non-girlfriend, she messages him, she messages me. If I were to go up to where she's at, I could literally go to dinner with her and everything. Like, it's just real smooth with her. And that's what we've talked about it. It's so, the dynamic is, we don't even understand how well the three of us fit because it's very, it's like a well-oiled machine and it's weird.
Yeah. It sounds like a good dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys more like, are there like emotional, I mean, there's always going to be emotional feelings for people, whether that's good or bad. But are you guys like, do you have like romantic feelings for her outside the bedroom? Like, how does that whole thing work? If you don't mind me asking.
I knew she was going to point at me to answer this one. That's tough. Prior to this, we've kind of talked about it all. We talk about random dynamics and, we've talked about poly before, just what's our thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. And always said it wouldn't work for us, but she's fit so well. We actually had a talk about 2 nights ago when we went out on a dinner date, just she and I, and said, would we consider it now? And, there's still some questions. And, finding someone that was wanting to do that. But I can't say now we'd be opposed to a poly dynamic. There just have to be a lot of things that fit. Well, so the emotional, I don't know. I think I feel we're all trying to keep it in check.
Well, with that, she she actually messaged me and she was like, she'll send me pictures of, hey, I have this date or I went out on a date. What do you think? With me, she still talks about, I guess, kind of girl stuff. And mm-hmm. like, I encourage her like, hey, I don't know about this guy or this girl, cause she's bi and that's how she identifies. And, her and I have like a, I don't want to say like a girl friendship, like girlfriends, mm-hmm. I guess, where, I will check outfits for her. I will ask her, oh, how'd your date go? Where I think that if we were emotionally, I would be afraid of that jealousy that would maybe kick in. But with her, it doesn't. Like that's the reason I say our dynamic is so different than any other dynamic we've been in.
Sure.
It's hard to explain, really. I think that we're in it. Some people thought we were already poly. Someone mentioned that they already thought we were a throuplet. And we're like, no, we do a lot of things together and it's just a good fit.
Well, and
would you say it's like hanging out with like your best friend kind of thing that you also happen to have sex with?
Yes.
See, and I think that's kind of like
very well in the bedroom too.
Yeah.
At Podbash, she actually was talking with some guys there and we were like, hey, if you want to go play with them, just let us know. We're okay with you going and doing your stuff,
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me write that down. I'm kidding. But like, I do think that's what we're after, is just like amazing friends first and foremost with potentially amazing benefits that if we have sex, great. If not, gives a fuck. No pun intended. But you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost seems like to me, I'm interpreting what you guys have with your non-girlfriend. Like that's kind of the same situation here. But for us, I don't think if the right opportunity came along and we had like a well-oiled machine, I don't think we would turn down the conversation of being poly. I think it would definitely be one worth having potentially, but it would have to be like a really goddamn good fit.
So what do y'all identify as poly? That's always one of our questions. What do you consider poly?
Whatever I say is going to be wrong because
that's us. Our view versus everybody else's is different.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like for me, it would be like having a girlfriend or a boyfriend or however they identify with emotional feelings where, I could freely, do PDA or like just tell them, hey, I love you in a romantic, emotional way. Like that type of relationship, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I think of, just having the whole real life girlfriend experience while also having my spouse or boyfriend experience too. What about you, babe?
Yeah, I think that's it. And they stay within their own little bubble.
You can still be open.
Hmm.
You can still have an open
relationship. See, that's what I don't think of. Like, I don't think they're open to any more than what they have with other people.
Well, again, I think that goes back to the every relationship dynamic is different.
So yeah,
there might be some, like, for example, our friends back home, that just got engaged. you know, she's Polly, he's a swinger.
I didn't know we were friends.
Surprise!
Surprise.
Surprise! I was like, who are you talking about? I don't really talk to them, so I don't know their dynamic.
I mean,
sorry.
They're the ones that took us to the
yes,
party.
I think of them more as acquaintances.
In the lifestyle, into these parties, and they're not our friends. Okay. Apparently, you have to fill out a pretty deep application to become a friend.
We used to say that you had to know people's middle names before you could have sex with them. That's what we used to hear all the time.
Interesting.
Well, good luck with that, because I'm still trying to figure out Kelly's fucking middle name. The bitch won't tell me.
I don't have one.
You want to know what Lee's is?
What is
Lee?
It?
Lee.
It's Lee.
It's Lee Lee?
No. Lee Lee. Oh, my God.
His middle name is Lee.
You're kidding.
Lee is my middle name. That doesn't mean it's my first name. Christ, girl.
Wait. What's your first name?
Yeah.
He legally has a different name.
And I wasn't real bright when I was a kid, so I had to go with the shorter spelling so I could keep up. Not that I'm much brighter right now.
I don't know. Kelly thought you meant like Lee Lee was your whole name.
Yeah. I was like, where did she pull that shit out of her ass? Hey, good thing you got a cupcake business to fall back on.
Oh my God, I swore never again.
It'll be open in New York City in 2024. Just broke ground.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
All right. So aside from Podbash in October, where can the lovely people that want to listen to you can find your stuff in the description below? But once again, for these folks, your podcast name is Swinging Flamingos.
Yes.
And you guys love to play separately. Let's just recap. You love to play separately. You want to be polyamorous with everyone. And
Lee's into guys.
Full, yes. Yes. And we fucked three times already. He's got a little bit of a large penis to match his ego.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, see, now he's really talking shit. But thanks for the advertisement. Red? But thanks for the advertisement.
I know.
Hey, I'm just telling you, you guys definitely have my vote for MILF and DILF of the year. Kelly is not eligible because we only have four-legged kids. Mm-hmm. It's some sort of genetic mutation type of thing. It's weird. But yeah.
So. Yay! So we will see you at Podbash.
Yes. Link to that is also in the description for Podbash. So
you didn't let them do their own outro.
I kind of like froze up because like I was gonna like ask you the same questions of like where they can find you, and then I remembered, you answered like, it. That I said that I would just put links in the descriptions. You know what I'm saying? So like I froze
if
up.
If you're editing, ask us where we're going this summer.
Hey, where are you
thought
going?
That's, this? I thought that's where you're heading.
Oh no, I'm not. We
talked about Podbash, so. And you said what else? And I'm like, oh, okay, we got tons of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Where else are you going this summer?
No, I do want to know though.
That's a good question, Adam. Well, we're definitely doing Naughty in New Orleans this year. We're considering the Bliss Cruise end of the year, possibly. We just
are
came
you guys
off the Temptation
work that
Cruise.
One or just enjoy?
No, we'll enjoy.
Wait. There where's the Bliss Cruise going?
To its destination.
A bunch of islands.
Like
Nashville.
Somewhere tropical.
Tropical, like the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, don't quote me on it.
Bahama Mama.
We haven't looked that deep into it.
All right. If you do go, let me know, because I would love to go with you guys.
Yeah, we will. Definitely. We're letting you know now.
His face just get red.
Okay. All right.
Like, yeah, Lily would so love red, that.
He's like...
Yeah.
Lee was just like...
We're seeing you at Podbash. How much do you want from us now?
Hey, I'm going to see you a lot at Podbash because you took our room. So I'm going to come and see if the bathtub works. I'm going to come and we're going to see how many people we can fill in that
yeah,
shower.
I'm going to flood your room with bidet this year, jackass.
Oh, my hey, God.
I just didn't want our room again. I wanted your room and like it was still open. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to be first come, first serve. But it was also like, not really, I'm just joking. But it was more like that was the only room that I remembered that I liked. Like in terms of, well, I shouldn't say that. It was the only room that I really, really liked.
And I think it was the only room on the other side, like not right next to the pool. That's why we wanted it.
Because Kelly, if she doesn't get her 28 hours of sleep, she's cranky.
Yeah.
No,
but you're more than
okay.
Welcome to like come hang out with us in the room.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have my popcorn on the outside.
You can pop it on the inside, girl, right before you use the bidet. Also, why did you think I was the one that stunk up your fucking, or you blew it? That I blew up the fucking.
I didn't say.
I never even took a shit in there.
I didn't say you. Here's the deal. I didn't say you took a shit, but the floor was full of water. So somebody was using the bidet probably for sexual purposes. You're like, I heard you in there. Oh, this is nice.
I used it once.
I didn't know that part.
I'll let Kelly
use my bidet any day.
Really? It was weird. I didn't like it.
Well, if it was warm water, it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
The cold water is what's weird about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that's right. Because like when you run out of hot water in the shower and you kind of have to like ease your body in so you can rinse off, you know, mm-hmm. I take long showers.
Well, cold water on your bottom side is weird anyways. Believe me, I know. I enjoy my bathtubs.
Yes, you would know.
And same shower wands.
Jet streams in the hot tub right mm-hmm. to the coochie.
Yep.
That's her bit.
Yep.
Hey, that's the place we're going this weekend has a hot tub, and I hope it's like in a private setting. It's an Airbnb, so hopefully I can get my nakedness in the hot tub. Anyway,
you just get in there, take your clothes off, and then put them back on before you get back out.
Fair, but what if like, you know, Kelly wants to decide to act like she likes me for once and touch my wiener?
Okay, well, I figured it out. She just kind of gets on your lap and acts like she's dancing, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, throw your hands up and kind of like... That's how you do that. That's how you have sex on people's laps in public.
I was going to ask, does your dick come up to mid-chest? I mean, are you worried about it sticking that far out of the water? What are you worried about?
It's kind of like a small thing. You know what I'm saying?
So stay underwater.
It was named after the famous Dirty Jobs guy, Mike Rowe. I have a micro penis.
Oh, my God.
Womp, womp, womp.
You're lame.
Hey, we all know Kelly didn't marry me for my face, okay? Or my penis. I had to pull it out of somewhere. You know, can I say?
Oh, my God.
But thank you guys so much for coming on. And honestly, you know, it's really hard to kind of get a hold of you guys because I understand you guys don't like to talk on the phone and stuff like that, which is fair. I don't either. But, you know, I think it just really goes to show that if you want to be able to talk to your friends, you have to invite them on your podcast.
You can just Skype with us anytime. How's that? I'll sit here and doze off like I do on the phone.
I was
I'm an in-person, like, I gotta see you face-to-face.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that about you.
So what you're saying is you guys should download Google Duo so we can all, like, video chat together. We don't have iPhone crap, so we have to use Google Duo. That'd be fun. You might get to see Kelly's butthole before October.
Oh, wow. That sounds like advertisement for Google.
Hey, speaking of...
can she do the Google sign with two O's with her asshole? Is there a creative team that does those?
I mean, I do graphic design sometimes.
So I see it coming.
Again, thank you, fuckers, for coming on. We love you guys. I say fuckers in like an endearing. It's a term of endearment for me. I saw that.
I appreciate it.
Like your eyebrow twitched a little bit there.
Because he laughed because I'm always like, motherfuckers. That's what I say a lot.
What's up, motherfuckers? You like Samuel L. Jackson. Anyway, but again, thank you for coming on this episode. Everyone can find our links in the description below as well for socials and website and merch. Join us at Pod Bash, where you might be able to see not only my wife's booty hole, but maybe even Lee's as well. I mean, even Lee's as well.
Hell yeah. So, that's worth the price of admission.
For me, it is shit. All right. So, well, thank you guys. Take care. And I'm sure we'll be in the talking to each other in the Pod Bash group chat on Telegram.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.